Welcome to the NTDC Right Time My Story podcast. The NTDC My Story podcast amplifies the voices of those closest to adoption and foster care and invites them to share both the profound and practical elements of their journey thus far. In this episode, Ashley Ash shares her thoughts on education. So stop what you're doing right now and listen to Ashley's My Story moment.
My name is Ashley. I would say I was in 16 homes between the ages of 1 to 12. Right now, my family structure is that I was adopted when I was 12 to a single mother. I have a younger sister who is also adopted.
Changes and moves associated with foster care and adoption can affect so many parts of a child's life. Education and time in school is certainly one of them.
When you hear the amount of times a child has moved, you have to keep in mind that that's moving your address, it's moving houses, and a lot, like almost every single time, that's moving schools. And when you're a kid, you don't recognize the impact of that, I think. Like, you're just at a different school with a whole different group of friends. But I think I read a stat that every time you move schools, you lose about like 6 weeks of education. Also, it's a really weird thing to have to move schools when you go to your new foster home, be in that school, and then come back to your old school. And then have to kind of explain why you went missing for like 4 weeks to all your peers and teachers. A lot of times I felt like teachers knew more or were talking about my life and what was going on around me. And that's a really uncomfortable feeling for a young person.
We know teachers and parents play such a vital role in shaping the school experiences for children. And when they come together, it can be powerful and nerve-wracking for the student.
I had to deal with my family interacting with my teachers at school, and then kind of that messiness of your home life entering your school life. And I think school also can be a really safe place for young people. It's, 8 hours of the day, you're not at home, you're with your peers, you get to do normal kid stuff. I always excelled in school, and I continue to excel in school, I think, because it has been, in a lot of ways, a place where I could have been just a child, which is what I was desperately wanting to do. I was really lucky that education in my house was something that was seen as, not an option. You had to do it and you had to excel. And the ways that was applied could have been a lot better. But, I did grow up with the sense of, I knew I wasn't just gonna stop at high school. I knew I wasn't just gonna stop at university. Right now, I'm a law student. I have a Bachelor of Social Work, and I do a lot of advocacy work around child welfare, adoption, and a lot of work around crossover youth. So that's a term that refers to youth who enter both the child welfare and juvenile system.
What a powerhouse, and the perfect person to share pearls of wisdom surrounding what is needed to help support foster and adoptive youth related to school. Please, Ashley, educate us.
It's a real opportunity to be an advocate for the child in your house. Oftentimes at school, you have the opportunity to show up for your young people. There's a clear, tangible way that you can be present in your young person's school. There's gonna be meetings, there's gonna be those parent-teacher conferences, and you can make it less awkward. You can have those conversations about what that's gonna look like for you as a group. I work with so many young people who are experiencing a lot of challenges in their schools because their schools aren't sensitive, aren't accommodating them. That's where you can be an advocate for your young person. Try and understand what it's like to walk through schools as a young person experiencing all of this. Do your research, because being a teenager, being a child, try and always think about what it's like for them. Center them in everything. Center their experience in everything. My name is Ashley. This has been my story. Thank you for listening.
NTDC was funded by the Children's Bureau Administration on Children, Youth, and Families, Administration for Children and Families, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, under grant number 90CO1134. The contents of this podcast are solely the responsibility of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of the Children's Bureau.